In 1959, a replica of the image of Our Lady of Fatima was taken on a pilgrimage to all the provincial capitals of Italy. However, the organizers decided to make an exception and stop by San Giovanni Rotondo, a small village where Padre Pio lived. Padre Pio was very sick at the time, but when the image of Our Lady arrived, he was miraculously healed. Watch this video to learn more about this amazing story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio Speaks of the Madonna by Father Marcelino Iasanzaniero. In this book, we find a remarkable story about the unlikely visit of the statue of Our Lady of Fatima to the small village of San Giovanni Rotondo, and how this visit brought forth a miraculous healing of none other than Padre Pio himself. Listen to this. In 1959, a replica of the image of Our Lady of Fatima was taken on a pilgrimage to all the provincial capitals of Italy. However, the organizers also decided to stop by San Giovanni Rotondo, a small village sparsely populated and inconveniently located up on the mountain. So why this exception? Well, Father Gabriele Morth, who was then the secretary for Our Lady of Fatima's pilgrimage, explained, "The pilgrim Madonna came to San Giovanni Rotondo only because of Padre Pio." But how did these events unfold? Father Amor tells us, "For many years I visited Padre Pio. I was his spiritual son, and I wished that the sacred image would make a detour to San Giovanni Rotondo. But the tight schedule, already established and communicated to the bishops, appeared to make this wish impossible. However, the path seemed to naturally clear. Our Lady came to San Giovanni Rotondo because she wanted to heal Padre Pio." Just a quick side note, Padre Pio was very sick at the time. In fact, he was so sick that the doctors feared for his life. He was in such bad shape that he couldn't hear confessions for months. Looking at the schedule for the beginning of August, Father Amorth noticed that the image of Our Lady was scheduled to stay in the city of Benevento for 2 days after Foggia. However, he knew that Padre Pio would be pleased, even if the image of Our Lady was near his presence for just 1 day. With this in mind, he reached out to the bishop with his proposal and received a positive response. He then, with great joy, shared the change of plans with both the convent in San Giovanni and a nearby convent in Manfredonia. However, the bishop of Manfredonia did not welcome the idea with open arms. It seemed to him that San Giovanni Rotondo was an unfair exception, considering that many other Italian cities, much more important, remained excluded. So, to set things straight again, Father Amorth contacted Cardinal Lercaro, who then resolved all issues. In a subsequent letter, the Archbishop of Manfredonia wrote to Father Amorth about his full approval. Shortly after, Father Amorth heard about the great joy he brought to the sick Padre Pio. With the new schedule made, preparations were underway in San Giovanni Rotondo, and Padre Pio, despite his illness, wanted to get involved. He wanted to spiritually prepare the San Giovanni community, so he decided to pray a novena through the loudspeakers so that everyone could hear him. During the next 9 days, the people of San Giovanni Rotondo renewed their holy resolutions, consecrated themselves to Our Lady, tried extra hard to obey God's laws, and, more than ever, said Padre Pio, "Let us promise love and fraternal charity among ourselves and love for God. On the evening of August 6th, a helicopter from Foggia appeared in the sky over San Giovanni Rotondo, and people began gathering, anticipating the soon arrival of the image of Our Lady of Fatima. The impressive procession started from the town hall square and concluded at the new church of the convent, where Padre Pio welcomed the faithful and kissed the image of Our Lady. From the early morning hours of the next day, numerous pilgrims began arriving from neighboring cities. Holy masses were continuously celebrated, while confessions were being heard in every corner of the church. Around 10 o'clock, Padre Pio, accompanied by two fellow friars, still weak from his illness, arrived at the church to greet our Heavenly Mother. He kissed her and adorned her with a rosary given to him by a prayer group, and shortly after, bid farewell, entrusting the sick to her care. The doctors had the privilege of carrying the image of Our Lady to the Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza Hospital. In this way, Our Lady visited all the hospital wards and remained there until her departure by helicopter from the hospital roof. Around 3 p.m., the statue of Our Lady was placed next to the pilot, and the helicopter circled the convent three times before leaving San Giovanni Rotondo. Padre Pio, alone behind the choir's window glass, fixed his gaze on the helicopter, thanking Our Lady for her visit. He then returned to his cell, feeling much better. And, to everyone's amazement, the following morning, Padre Pio celebrated Holy Mass. Just a few days later, on August 12th, Padre Pio returned to the confessional after being unable to hear confessions for over 3 months. His miraculous recovery was evident to the naked eye. When asked about it, he replied, "As the helicopter was departing, I said, 'My Madonna, I do not wish to oppose God's plans. You came to Italy for 3 months. I was ill. Now you're leaving, and you're still leaving me ill.' As soon as I finished saying these words, I felt a shiver all over my body, similar to what one feels when having a fever due to malaria. I felt all the evil in me disappear. In truth, I did not immediately attribute this to my words addressed to Our Lady. I told myself it must have been the excitement. Meanwhile, the helicopter was moving away, and I returned to my room. With that, the pains were gone." After a brief pause, Padre Pio added, "I must say that I am still in the recovery phase, and I thank God. Day by day, I go down the stairs better than before. I tried to kneel. I felt nothing. That is, no pain, no difficulty." End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.